Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
We have roped in another friend, registered pediatric dietitian Megan Marshall, who's worked across KZN as well as across the UK in some of the most biggest pediatric hospitals. Megan, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carol. Thanks for having me.
So an important question. Many children rely on feeding programs in KZN, as I just spoke about. What impact does it have on our children to have no meal during these 6 weeks? What happens to these little growing bodies?
Yeah, so hunger is going to have a massive negative effect on their little bodies and their brains. And if we think just like the very short term, so hours, you know, that child has less energy, less focus, and less ability to play. And, you know, play is such an important development opportunity for these children. And then you go into the medium term. So not even long term, Carol. We're talking days that malnutrition starts to develop. And these children are probably already malnourished to start with, hey?
Yeah.
And that just, we go sort of further down this downward spiral of malnutrition. And that's going to negatively affect their immune systems and slow their growth. And then, you know, when they go back to school, we've got that child that's getting sick more often and is going to struggle with learning even more so now once they're back at school. And that's their life potential. Hey?
Yeah. Now, explain to us why a regular balanced meal is so essential for children's growth. And this is for all our children, not just the children who don't have during the 6 weeks. I know a lot of parents always argue that, you know, they send their kids with lunches and they come back and the kids haven't eaten their lunch because they've been playing so much. Or my son refuses to eat his greens. Or my daughter refuses to drink enough water. How important is this for our little children?
So, you know, we often think about food and nutrition as important for, you know, our physical health. But it has just a, you know, as an important role in our mental health. So that child's concentration, focus, and learning potential. You know, if, you know, all we wish for our children is the best possible future. And nutrition is just so cornerstone. So when we're not meeting those nutritional needs, we're not going to achieve that child's best possible future. And it's also, you know, for these children who rely on the feeding scheme, and that will, you know, could potentially look to have very little or nothing to eat during the school, you know, those school holidays. That's also the, you know, the emotional side of it. Like, let's look beyond the physical and brain, you know, development. You know, that not knowing where your next meal is going to come from, the emotional stress, anxiety that that causes for that child. My child should have to feel that. Yeah.
Look, I mean, with our feeding program that we're trying to put together, this Sharing Smiles and Feeding Smiles, rather, we also have in our hamper, for example, seeds and stuff for sustainable, you know, eating, that you can plant that and you can have fresh spinach, fresh whatever growing in your backyard so that these families can have this. I'm going to throw the last question to you and say, why is it important, do you feel, that KZN just chips in to help? Because we take nutrition and food for granted. And you, as a person who knows the importance of eating from all the major groups and in balanced motion, why is it important for us to just reach into our pockets and help these kids have their meals?
Yeah, well, yeah, this is not a holiday problem, and this is not a them problem. It's a us problem. It's a community problem. You know, if healthy eating is such a cornerstone to this child's future, you know, we're going to land up with adults that are less healthy, less productive, less smart, and then we as a community suffer. Definitely, KZN, let's feed these children for the sake of our community.
For the sake of our community. I love how you put that. Megan, for those who want to get in touch with you, they want to get your services as a dietitian, especially pediatric dietitian. I know for kids, it's very difficult for moms and dads to get some things down these throats of these kiddos that are good for them. And I'm sure they'd love to come and sit with you and get some advice on how they can be creative in creating meals for their children. How do we find you?
So my rooms are up in Gillett between Hillcrest and Kloof, but I do a lot of virtual consults as well. So if you are further away, then we can meet online. My website is there, www.teenytummies.com. I'd love to help.
I love that. Teeny Tummies, which is TeenitUmmies. So Teeny Tummies. I love it. .com. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Megan, for your time, and thank you for chatting to us. I think you've encouraged more people to take interest in the nutrition of their children and then also the children of KZN that are going to go without over the next 6 weeks in December when the schools close. So thank you so much for your time.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.